Hey guys, welcome to OCD. This is Lou.
And this is Xing. Together, we are the Ordinary Candid Duo.
Hello guys, this is Lou.
And this is Xing. Today, we have a very special guest. Drum rolls. Thank you, Gajin, for being here with us. Do you want to roughly introduce yourself?
Thank you, Xing and Lou, for having me today on the show. My name is Gajendran Nair. I'm also studying the MSc program with Xing and Lou in the UK.
So we're really excited to have you because we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, expectations versus reality of studying abroad in the UK.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting topic.
I mean, that's the topic you recommended for us, right? So this is perfect. So,
yes. Exactly. Yep.
So I think we're going to talk about just to start off, we're going to talk about life in general. So, Gajin, do you want to share with us like what kind of like living situation were you in throughout the past almost a year? And how much do you, like, in terms of cost of living and also like entertainment? I know it's like a whole mouthful of questions, but just share with us a little bit about your experience about just life in general studying abroad in the UK.
Right. So, I had the opportunity to stay with 6 people in a flat, and it's an ensuite flat. So I have my own bathroom, but we have to share the kitchen. So the place I was staying is called The Exchange. It was in the center of town. And generally, the expectation was pretty clear to me, mainly because I have studied before in the UK doing my undergrad. So I had the expectation of a similar living, but this time I expected it to be better because I'm going to be living with like-minded people who are doing masters. So I generally expected them to be more matured in handling things, and their mindset would be totally different because I was living previously in my undergrad with literally first year students and I was in my last year. So I was really lucky of getting a accommodation right in the center of town because it was very accessible to supermarkets, to getting my necessities, to shopping, and even restaurants. In terms of the cost, I chose a pretty moderate cost structure. It was around £170 per week, and that includes Wi-Fi, utilities, and whatnot. So it was pretty reasonable, and the flat itself was pretty decent and cozy for me, and I was pretty happy. And as soon as I come out from my flat, I would be accessible to the public transport to uni. I had the supermarket that was about 500 meters away, and literally my flat was surrounded by pubs, restaurants, and even gym. So it was a really interesting setting, and I literally did not expect that. My expectation would be, you know, the whole area just filled with students and I'll be in a very, you know, secluded area. But thank God, you know, in the reality, it was much better than what I expected.
I'm jealous of your living situation, by the way.
Are you sure this is a paid ad you do? Like, did they pay you for saying this?
You probably did.
People want to apply to there right now.
I mean, if they paid me, perhaps I would have been doing better than this. I wouldn't know. But literally, I'm literally very honest because a lot of other friends that I have in the same uni have had locations that are either too far from uni, or either, you know, you have to even switch buses to get to their places, which is absolutely absurd. So I guess I was really lucky to be placed where I am. Mm-hmm. And literally, I only had the option of choosing which type of room I wanted, but not the location. Okay. So I guess I just got lucky.
That's awesome, because I feel like that's like the perfect place for like studying, like entertainment and like everything else. So, yeah.
Yeah, Lou, I think you have a very quite a different like living condition from both of us. Like, do you want to just share a bit?
Yeah, I didn't really live with people in the flats. Instead, I was contacted by my current roommate while I was still in China during the summer. And she was like, oh, I'm looking for a roommate. And She was a stranger, but I was like, okay, I guess this works because it's right next to Guelph's student accommodation. But if I'm renting this flat with her, it will be much cheaper, like so much more cheaper than like the school accommodation. So I actually, what's so funny, the funny story behind it is that I actually video called her because I wasn't really sure if she's actually real.
Horace, it's a stranger.
I'm like, it's like the stranger's, you know, danger kind of thing. And I called her and she was showing me the whole flat and we chat for a little bit. And I was like, okay, she seems reasonable. Okay, I'm signing the contract with her for this flat. And yeah, that's how it happened. And so the cost-wise, the cost of living is quite low for me. And honestly, I think our location is okay because it's fairly close to the city center. It's like 5 minutes walk around city center or the supermarket. And it's actually in a very quiet neighborhood. Although it's very different than I used to live in the US. Like in the US, like all the dorms are like super big and like open and I have like this awesome room. But coming here, it was like,
everything's much miniature.
And we have so many stairs in this flat. It's ridiculous.
And the stairs are so narrow.
Yeah, super narrow. Yeah, like there are a lot of times I'm like worrying about my safety. But it's fine, you know. It's fine. But entertainment-wise, because we have a private flat, I've hosted some parties and invited some friends over, which I think that's the benefits of like living not in the student accommodation. How about you, Shane?
I guess I've been to both of your places and I kind of agree. Like, I like both, but I think mine is, I think both of you guys, I don't know if you, both of you guys have, but I think you have been to my accom. So it's pretty much like what Gajane explained, but I would say my location is more strategic to go to the uni because it only takes me, I legit am situated at the foot of the hill where our uni is situated. So it's very direct for me to get to uni, but I'm just a bit away from the city center. So it takes me around 10 to 15 minutes to get to the city center. But yeah, both of you guys, I mean, just last week, Lou, like I saw your very cute neighbors doing parties. Like, I mean, with all these COVID-19 measures. So I really like that the balance that you guys have. Like, so in your neighborhood, Lou, it's more community based. So you feel more at home, I feel, because you're not living in a student accoms. Because student accoms is like individualistic. So you have your own room and you're just confined to that own space. So I think, Gajin, have your own man cave, right? So you do all sorts of thing there. And of course, you host a lot of food parties also because you have a very big kitchen. So I share a flat with like 5 other girls. And it's not a particularly big flat and my room is not that big either, but I think it's sufficient for me because I don't cook up a storm, you guys should know by now. So I guess it's pretty sufficient and it's just easy for me to get to uni. So I'm quite happy with what I have. And it's and I live by the canal, so it's quite nice.
That's really nice. Honestly, I feel like I didn't really have expectation, honestly. So like I can't really say that my reality is better than my expectation because I've come to learn to know that like you just, if you go into like a new adventure with no expectation, you might be more happier with your reality.
Surprised. Yeah. No, but I'm generally quite surprised because, you know, I can't imagine being at your shoe because I don't know if I'll be able to, you know, take the leap of faith and just like agree to someone and stay together. Cause you know, you're going to be spending so much time and kind of just, because like home is your sanctuary. So you need to be the most comfortable when you're at home. And you know, to be living with another person whom you barely know, I guess that takes a lot of courage. So kudos to you, Lou.
I know, but I'm glad that she's actually amazing. So that's perfect. Yeah. I think we should go to the next topic because I think we've covered everything for life in general, right?
So like, I guess the biggest difference of like biggest expectation versus reality is the whole, not difference, but like expectation when you come here to study abroad. abroad, come to the UK to study abroad. So what was your expectation, Gajin, in terms of like the culture? So like food, the people, the language, the British accent, and also the lifestyle?
I mean, I kept a very open mind when I came to the UK, because I know for a certain fact that they wouldn't be as conservative as they are back home. And I also had expectations that everything would be more in order in terms of how the country is and how the people are. And generally my expectation of the people there, that they are very friendly, they are very approachable. And the language was not really a big thing for me, because I think because I previously studied in the UK. So for a certain fact that it's very weird that when I talk to the British people, my accent tend to change sometimes. I don't know whether it happens to both of you guys.
Me too.
But I find this so weird in me, because like when I talk to other people, I'm being myself. But when I talk to white people, I just try to impersonate myself and be another persona, which is really interesting. And also, I've been like looking at social medias and stuff, and there's this particular page like British people be like, and it literally helped me understand more of their intonation and their understanding. So like when people tell me in their accent, I literally like not lost, like I know what they're speaking. So kudos to social media and helping people like me. And in terms of the lifestyle, I think there's a huge contrast, because people in the UK are generally very outgoing. They love to party a lot. They do everything very openly, and they have the freedom of saying and doing whatever they want, as compared to how it is back home, which I think it's really lovely. And people just are having fun all the time. And I think being from a conservative environment, I think it was a cultural shock at first, but I think I slowly adapted and started enjoying that environment.
That's good. Wow. So like, I feel like your reality is like much better than, I mean, you didn't really have expectation, but it's still really good.
I mean, yeah, I think it's because I'm previously already trained on the expectation. Okay. Because I studied before, but when the very first time, if you were to ask me, rewinding back to 2 years ago, like literally, I was amused. Like when I go out, I'm like, okay, is this supposed to be normal? What I'm seeing, is this normal? Or am I just in that area that where everything is different? And then when I interact with more people, they'll be like, yeah, it's totally cool, you know, you're just free to do whatever you want. So I'm like, okay, all right, this is another part of the world that I'm exploring.
Yeah, but don't you find it, because we come from the same country, so like I feel like in terms of the lifestyle, I feel like yes, to a certain extent, I feel the natives actually do have, obviously they do have like a more less restricted views about things and also about what they say. But don't you think to a certain extent it's kind of similar, because I feel like both the Malaysian and also the British culture are quite conservative in a way that like when it comes to like interacting with new people, because it's like, because we still tend to not hold back but still tend to be careful and respectful about the other people. So in a way that kind of, I'm not too sure if that's what you feel like. It's, I'm not trying to say that it's difficult to get to the level of comfort with natives, but maybe you're just very good at it, because you know you can adapt very well to whatever the conversation is, or even changing the accent for that. But I'm just trying to say that in my personal opinion and my personal experience, I actually do not. And every time when I speak to people, they'll be like, hey, are you from Malaysia? And so I do actually have quite a strong like Asian accent, and I can't change it like you or like Lu. So, but Lu, do you want to share with us about what was your expectation?
I actually had expectation a little bit, not like too much. So I expect the food are only going to be focusing on fish and chips, which is accurate.
It is accurate.
and also I was expecting food to be not as like
bland.
There are not a lot of options, but actually there are a lot of options here. I think it's because it's a lot of people from different ethnicities, different culture background coming here, opening restaurants. So I think the foods are like, I think I expect like eating out would be like a constant thing, but that's actually not the case for me because I really don't really like to go eating out because the portions are very small compared to back in the US. And in terms of people, I expect people to be like very like a little bit more conservative than the Americans, and a little bit more like pay more attention to their personal bubble and stuff. But that's actually true. That meets the reality because I feel like people here are not as, I would say, as friendly. So don't get me wrong, but I just feel like as approachable than like people back in the US. And also I think it's like, I was in Texas, so like, you know, Texas is like the state that is like
community.
Yeah, I know, hospitality and stuff. So yeah, and in terms of language, I agree with Gajan because when I talk to other people, I'm kind of just saying the accent with, you know, my American accent. And when I talk to British people, I realize I start getting the British accent. And I would say like, in like very,
I can't
like, you know, we're like, I'm going to use the toilet, you know, like those kind of British accent. I was like, oh my goodness. So that's something that I realized that's very interesting. And in terms of lifestyle, I think I don't know, I feel like the UK, the British lifestyle is similar to the US lifestyle in some way. Big on like nature, like, you know, going out, like, you know, family bonding. So I don't find any differences in lifestyle, but maybe people like to stay home more in the UK compared with the US because people are like really interested in like going on road trips and like going like everywhere in the US. So, and backyard barbecue parties, which is that only a thing in Texas? I don't know, but it's not here. I mean, I don't really see it here, so yeah,
maybe not.
I think
yet.
The UK adopts a more house party concept.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I mean, honestly, in terms of party, I feel like the Americans like love party more than the UK people, but I feel like the UK people love drinking more than the Americans.
Agree.
So I think that's
Agree.
The difference. Yeah, it's like,
I guess bottom line, everyone just wants to have fun.
Yeah, just different kind of funds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how about you, Shane?
I guess in terms of food, I don't have much expectation because I'm pretty okay with, I'm not picky when it comes to food, so I didn't have much expectation. And I mean, I think it kind of exceeded my expectation. We don't have really good food choices around here, at least the area that we are in right now. Like, there are a variety of choices, like, from even from back home when we want to have, like, Asian food or even more, like, Western, like, Italian, like, British food. So, yeah, so that's about it. And I think in terms of language, I guess I do still have a bit of, like, difficulties getting the accent because I remember I was helping my friend to cancel her electricity bill and also her Wi-Fi. So when I got on the phone, and I guess because they are very native, so their English is just very purely very British English, so it took me quite some time, and I'll be like, hey, like, do you mind repeating that, like, I actually do not get what you're trying to say.
I did that before as well. Yeah, it's hard to understand.
Yeah, so I actually need to like, you know, constantly ask them again, and I hope I mean it's good enough that, you know, they are patient with me, so they still like try to explain to me slower and like so that I can understand it better. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the context. I think in the university, because we are more international environment. Mm-hmm. So maybe the English is the language use or like the words use are not as much influenced by the local culture, but when you're on the phone, yes. But yeah, so let's move on to the next one. Oh yeah, so this is, I think we three can relate a lot, especially right now. So what were your expectations about the course that we are doing and the reality? Kajin, do you want to start?
Oh my God, where do I even begin?
I guess we're all suffering from like the end of the semester.
the academic part, especially in an MSc program, was literally a shock for me because my expectation was totally far off from the reality. reality that we three are experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Simply because being in an undergrad, first of all, the workload is totally different. Mm-hmm. Per semester, I only had 3 assignments back in undergrad and probably 2 exams. But now, being in a master's, I have per semester somewhere around 5 assignments, 3 to 4 exams, and then you have presentations. And basically, every week, there's something to do. Yeah. Like, literally, if students like us do not have it planned out in a schedule or whatnot, literally, it's going to be a challenge for most of us. And I think the both of you can relate to that part. Totally. But to the pros, my expectation when I came to doing an MSc program was that I expected it to be a little toned down because, you know, being an MSc program, they expect the students to contribute more. But in reality, the lecturers were really, really good at delivering some of the modules. And they literally taught it like an undergraduate program, which is really, really helpful. And they didn't look at us like, okay, we are a master's student. So they set the expectations super high. I think one important aspect is that our class itself is very multicultural. Everyone's capabilities and learning curves are totally very different from one another. And for the fact that the university understood that, the lecturers were very empathetic about that, I think it's a really good thing. So if, let's say, we have any troubles, they would always be very open towards, you know, talking to us. And of course, let's not forget about the class we had, our classmates. Like, literally, most of them are so approachable. Like, because I expected that in a master's level, everyone would be very, you know, into their work, that they don't even socialize with everyone. Like, they're always into the work. But I think the friends and the environment I had the good opportunity of having the right balance between fun as well as work. Mm-hmm. And then onto extracurriculars, I told myself that, you know, in MSc, I'm not only going to be studying 3/4 of the time, or else I'm going to be, you know, mad and literally crazy all day. So I told myself I'm going to go out of my comfort zone, you know, take part in activities, mainly sports, and also if any career oriented aspects of programs that are organized by the university, which is, to be fair, really extensive. So I took part in a lot of programs. I developed my interpersonal skills. And the most important thing I remember is Xing and Lu, we would play squash sometimes.
Oh, yes! Love those! Yes! Really good. Big stress relief.
Like, literally, after a hard week that we had in class, that was the only spot where we could release our tensions and have fun. Yeah. And the squash session just came in the perfect time. And moving on to colleagues, I think I've stated all already. Yeah. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Wait, you were also involved in like a play, right? Like, it was really...
Oh, yes. So that was organized by the Malaysian Society.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I had the opportunity. Really, yes. I mean, I doubted my skills of doing a real life play because I literally have never done it before. And I literally did not audition for the part. So they just approached me and said that, hey, we have known you for several months, and based on the way you are, and we think that your personality would fit the characterization of a police officer. So I was taken back by that, to be really fair. But it was a worthwhile experience. I learned a lot that, you know, being an actor is no joke. Like, seriously, if anyone out there thinks acting is easy, you are totally wrong.
It's not. Yeah, I had experience with, like, theaters, you know, in high school and also college. It was not easy. No, it was not.
But It's all about stepping out of your comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah. So
yeah, I think that was the key of this 1-year experience.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to briefly talk about my expectations. So it's very similar to Gajin's. Like,
I was not expecting such a huge workload, and I was not really expecting the huge differences between a master degree and an undergrad degree, especially in terms of the interactions that you have with the professors. I used to have a lot of interactions with my professors in undergrad, but not as much in the master program. And also it's more about self-learning and self-studying. I love the delivery of some of the modules, but I wish there were more, like there were more sessions rather than just one big chunk of session within a week. And like, all depends on you to study. And extracurriculums, I was involved with like school, like volunteer kind of projects and stuff, and like just different ones that like, you know, recommended by the school. And they're fun, but they're also time consuming. And it also depends on whether you have a good group or not. So that's something you will learn once you come and do your master program. And I really enjoy my colleagues. So I think that's why, I guess they enjoyed me as well. I don't know. I'm always the person who
I vote for that.
Yeah, but I guess like to sum up, it's like, I expected that I was going to have my life together, and the reality is that I don't have it together. So that's the joke out of it. I know it's very...
No, I have to disagree. Like, honestly, if you
Me
say
too.
That you don't... Yeah, I completely disagree. Like, if you say you don't have your life together, then you will not be doing this podcast. Hello.
I mean, You'll not as together as I expected. That's what I meant. Yeah, so...
That's just you being, yeah, okay, that's so much better, because we always have such high expectation of ourselves, then it is okay, completely okay to fall short a bit.
Of course.
They say, like, you know, aim for the star, and if you land on the moon, it's okay. So
yeah. But how about you, Shane?
I guess in terms of academic, actually my expectation is the reality, because I expected a master's degree to be a lot more vigorous when it comes to like work. So it is what it is, and we have all experienced that it gets a bit crazy sometimes, especially now the time that we are in. We have deadlines every week, and then we still have to juggle like our dissertation, our practice project. So my expectation and reality kind of meets in terms of academic, so in terms of every other thing, I guess I've shared about it throughout the last few episodes. And So let's just wrap up a bit. And as usual, our episode always have a tip time. And so Gajen, do you want to share first about your expectation versus reality about studying abroad in the UK?
Like some takeaways.
Yeah.
Some takeaways would be, if you're having an expectation that everything is going to be perfect just because, you know, it's a developed country, and you know, UK is going to be a very conducive environment. Yes, it is, but I would say have a zero expectation and go with the flow. That's where you will explore yourself. And then, because life is all about going with the flow, there will be speed bumps throughout the whole journey. That's where you learn to develop yourself. That's where you learn to develop yourself. You meet so many people, and that's where you get to know more about how different minds work, mm-hmm. and who will be there to support you throughout the whole journey. You make great new friends, and most importantly, you learn a lot of things, because literally higher education in the UK, it's literally about stretching your mind. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for all these characteristics, I would say go for it.
Definitely. Yeah. I think for me, one takeaway that I would give is that it's like, I mean, I agree with what Gajen said. And then adding on that is that I like, just step out of your comfort zone. Like, yes, you have expectation, but still like on top of that expectation, still go out of your comfort zone, because that way you might reach a better reality than you expected. And just be very open-minded with whatever reality that you will see, because any kind of thing, doesn't matter if it's like failure or like success or like what, like, you know, it's what you expected or what you're not expecting, it's all going to be part of your life experiences that you're going to gain something from. So
yeah, Okay, I guess just to wrap up, I kind of like, let me just conclude whatever you both say. And I completely agree that having zero expectation is the way to live. I mean, not completely zero expectation, but it's always good to let life surprise you and take it as a gift that, like, you know, being able to react to the surprises that life throws at you and be able to adapt and come back stronger and take lessons from it, I guess is the most important thing. And about studying in the UK, it's like, I feel that it's very important for us to instill this mindset of grass is not always greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. Yes, like there is a pros and cons of studying where you are back home and also studying abroad. But I feel like the most important thing boils down to how we view and how we make the most out of the opportunity that we are given. So even if you don't have the financial capability or if your circumstances do not allow you to study abroad, I feel like make the most out of the opportunity that you have. It's not mm-hmm. that, like, you know, we all study abroad, we have the abroad experiences. Yes, that enriches our and personal experience, but I guess the strongest thing we have is our mindset. So if you have a strong mindset and you're able to, you know, adapt to the situation that you're in, I guess you're just way to go, honestly.
Yeah, wow, that's some wise advice. That kudos to you.
Wise words from Shane.
Thank you.
Okay. Which is always relatable, by the way.
Yeah, but thank you so much, Gojan, for joining us again for this episode.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me.
We just really hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we hope you stay safe and stay happy. We're just going to wrap up by saying goodbye. Bye.
Thank you, Gojan.
Bye.
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 Bye.